first guest here tonight, launched her EP Rear View last weekend. She's going to play the main stage of Caxton Street Festival tomorrow and was recently announced in the first lineup of Buskers by the Creek Festival. Welcome to the show, Shakira Chapman.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Did I say your name right?
You did, yeah. Shakira Chapman.
Yay! Awesome. Now, tell us how the EP's been received so far.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to release it. I've took my time with it and, managed to get some interest in the media. So a couple of articles and interviews and played the single Unplugged as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, where did you have the launch?
I had it at the Milk Factory.
Oh, that would have been lovely.
Yeah, it was a really great crowd that came. And, it was just one of the most fun gigs I've had. Yeah. Like the best I've had playing live.
Fantastic.
Like such a supportive and responsive crowd. It was really, really beautiful.
That's always lovely. Tell us a bit about your musical history to date.
Well, I have always been into music. Like, I've always just loved music. Mm-hmm. I love, how diverse it is and how different songs can make you feel so vastly different. Mm-hmm. And that's something I resonated with as a child. And yeah, I always had like a lot of energy as a kid, and so the only time that I could really just like sit down and focus was when I was playing music.
It sounds like it's very natural then.
Yeah. And I started playing, I think I picked up a guitar first actually around 8 or 9, and then I always just wanted to play the drums, so I stopped to that at 13 and that was when I just spent like hours on a Saturday just having the best time playing. And then I moved back to guitar when I moved back to Australia and couldn't take my drum kit and haven't really left guitar. Yeah.
Wow.
But I picked up the ukulele somewhere along the way and
It's a nice little instrument to get around with, isn't it?
It's fun. It's good to travel with. Like on holidays I'd, need to take something. So
Cool. What's been your favourite track to play live?
I've got a new track actually called Gold Paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like one of the songs the most proud of, because I can see the progression as a songwriter and as a musician as well in that song, and it's just like it still resonates. It's like a very personal song and it's just I just love playing it. And I over the last couple of years taught myself to guitar solo and I've really been getting into blues, so
cool.
I really just let loose in this one.
Nice. What's been your favorite venue to play at so far?
Man, there's so many great venues across Queensland, especially Brisbane. The indie music scene is really, really cool, and there's so many great artists and so many opportunities for up-and-coming artists like myself. It's hard to name just one, but there's a few really cool spots in West End that I really enjoy, and that's, a great area for music in general.
Definitely. You can't throw a stone pretty much without bumping into a musician or a music venue along Boundary Street there at least. So which is nice. It's nice to have that. Yeah. You're listening to Goldilocks Folk on 4ZZZ. My name is Tina. I'm chatting with Shakira Chapman. Now, I'm the type of audience member that likes to sing along with tracks that I know. Or I think I know. I found some musicians really appreciate, someone giving that back from the audience. Is there something in particular that you see in the audience that makes it all worthwhile for you as a performer?
On stage or as an audience?
From being on stage, when you look down at the sea of adoring faces.
I think it's just that it's actually the same thing that I love as an audience member as well. It's just, for me, music is about connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm playing a song and I can see, it can be everyone's come there from, different energies of their day and everyone's excited, hopefully. But then you start playing, maybe a slower song or whatever the energy is of the song, and you can just feel, if everyone's connecting to what you're singing, then the energy of the room just shifts, and it's just like it's just very powerful. And I love that. And I'll be often closing my eyes a lot of the time, and I'll look up at the end of a song or midway, and just I can just feel that connection. And
that's nice. What should people expect from your live performance, in particular tomorrow at Caxton Street Festival?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow. for, because it's a festival and it's the long weekend and, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I've got a pretty upbeat set list, so cool. Refined it and, yeah, I'm really excited. I've got a lot of my new tracks on there as well as a couple of the tracks from Rear View as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my debut single, One by One, I'll be throwing that in there as well. Cool. So, yeah, it'll be the usual soul, blues and roots.
Fantastic. So speaking of, what track are you going to play live on air for us now?
I'm actually going to play my single, One by One.
Fantastic. What's the inspiration behind the song?
This one, so I wrote this a couple of years ago now and recorded it a year ago. And so the meaning's kind of changed a bit.
Okay.
But the thing that stays the same, or what I take away from it when I play it, is just that reminder to breathe and take that moment to, yeah, just settle in and let everything else, you know, the busyness of your mind or your day or whatever it is, just to breathe and just let it all float away.
Nice. I might float away during it. Do you want to take it away for us?
Yeah. Thank you. don't know sus amalitico. No, he was rolling, rolling, his we rolling, rolling. I'm fool, don't know sus amalitico. Go, 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 go.
Shakura Chapman live on 4ZZZ's Goldilocks Folk with One by One. That was really lovely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, how can people keep in touch with all things Shakura Chapman?
So they can, yeah, you can download my EP Rearview and my single One by One I just played on Bandcamp.
Yep.
And you can stream it on SoundCloud.
Fantastic.
And so that's just Shakura Chapman, Shukura Chapman. And then it's just the same for Instagram and Facebook. So got a lot of exciting things coming up this year. And
yeah,
I just post everything on Facebook and Instagram to keep people informed. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I've tagged Shakura Chapman on Goldilocks Folk page. So if you're on Facebook and you've liked Goldilocks Folk, you should be able to find that. Really easy to throw her a like. All the best tomorrow. What time are you on?
I'm on at 1:15.
Oh, fantastic. So before people get too happy.
Too happy, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.